day 5 and my last reviewing day at the Fringe. 21 shows later, and it feels like I've seen a lot, and yet I've barely broken the surface, with thousands of shows desperately competing to find an audience. Edinburgh is a phenomenon. If you have even a passing interest in comedy, theatre and the arts, I recommend you make the trip up here at least once. If you're still planning on going up in 2013, you could do a lot worse than booking a ticket to see The Trench. Les Enfants Terribles' tale of the horrors of a great war combines puppetry, music, poetry and prose to great effect. Alexander Wolff's live music provides a haunting, almost Coldplay-esque soundtrack to this tale of demons and an epic battle for survival. Sam Wire's adaptable set marries beautifully with Paul Green's stunning lighting design to create a real visual feast. And despite a predictable plot and less than subtle metaphors, The Trench is simply a beautiful piece of theatre. England's 2018 World Cup bid was little more than a farce, so it seems appropriate that it's treated as one in William Gaminara's new play, The Three Lions. The Davids, Cameron and Beckham, and Prince William are the eponymous heroes, supremely confident of their ability to bring the cup home to England. As fun as the show is, caricatures do sometimes take the place for acting, and the gags are a little too easy. Beckham is a simpleton, Cameron is a posh boy desperate to be an everyman. But Tom Davies' practical joking second in line to the throne is a real delight, and like all good farces, it's the latter stages that really impress. It provides for a much more enjoyable 90 minutes than many England games. A deadpan dragon with a chihuahua dog and a delightfully miserable assistant named Amy Sunshine can only be the unique stand-up magician Piff the Magic Dragon. Lauded by heroes Penn and Teller, Piff is deservedly performing to larger rooms, with audiences blown away by his mystifying tricks, even down to a frankly impossible entrance. There's audience participation aplenty and even a mind-reading goldfish. And if you get there early enough, you even get the chance to take home a magic souvenir. If you only see one magic dragon this year, this is a show for you. And finally, Martin Sherman's 1979 hit play Bent reminds just how relevant and shocking it is in yet another revival. Table 9's production at C2 is not perfect. Scene transitions are slow and clunky, and the casting seems a little odd. But performances are well delivered, and with gay people still facing persecution around the world, not least in Russia, this remains an important piece of work that deserves an audience. It's been a fantastic few days. I hope that I've been able to give you a taster of just some of the variety that's on offer at this amazing festival. Although if I never see another flyer again, I'll be a happy man. Read fuller reviews at scotland.broadwayworld.com and keep an eye on aidsays.so for loads more from the world of theatre, culture and comedy. Thanks for listening.